Hello.
Madam Secretary, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Well, we're cold and snow, and other than that, we're fine. Secretary Sebelius, first of all, thank you very, very much for joining us. Let me start out. I talked to some of our younger employees, those that are between the ages of 20 and 35 here at the radio station, and the thing they wanted me to ask you, they said they're healthy. Why do they need to sign up? They're healthy. They think nothing's going to happen to them. They need the cash instead of the insurance to go get the latest movie or download a video. Talk to my younger staffers and those that are listening as to why they need to sign up.
Well, I think that, Amos, it's a great question. And what we know is you know, as the First Lady said recently, you pay for insurance to drive your car, even though you might think you're a safe driver. If you buy a house, you need to carry insurance on your house. Why should we take less care of our bodies than we do of the stuff that we own? I think your young folks listening or working with you will find that they have some really affordable options. I'm with people all the time under the age of 35 who are finding coverage for well under $100. I was with three in the city of New Orleans at the end of last week. The most anybody's paying is about $50 for full comprehensive coverage, $50 a month, cheaper than a cell phone bill, cheaper than a cable subscription. And this is really, I would say, you can't afford not to be covered, because one fall on a basketball court that could tear your ACL, one bad driver who runs into you and you end up with a series of injuries taking you to the hospital, or God forbid, one diagnosis of something more serious going on in your health, you could be bankrupt and your family could be bankrupt, because those bills will follow you for a very long time. So I think it's both taking care of yourself, taking responsibility for your own health and wellness, getting regular checkups so that you get screened for everything from, you know, cancer screenings, get flu shots, get your kids immunized, and make sure that we stay a step ahead of bad things happening.
Is it, as you've talked, Madam Secretary, and your folks have talked to young people, are they getting that message? Are they coming around? I've seen the TV ads on during the Olympics, but will people see them in like the NAACP Image Awards and see them on TV One and other media, including the radio, where young people and young adults listen and consume?
Well, we're certainly doing a lot with social media and some of the stars to reach out to young folks, because we know that may have a bigger impression. What we also know is mothers can be very helpful with their young adult children, getting their attention, because this really is about a family situation. We know, Amos, that 6.8 million African Americans are uninsured and eligible for new coverage. Now, some of those folks live in states that won't take up Medicaid expansion, and so far Indiana, unfortunately, has been one of those states. Indiana is losing every day $4.7 million in funding that would come from the federal government, $4.7 million to fully insure Medicaid-eligible residents, and there are 500,000 of them in the state of Indiana. But lots and lots of people who would qualify for the first time ever for some financial help in the new markets, paying for their premiums, and could step up. They have a lot of preventive care free of charge. They could make sure that they're taking care of themselves and their families. And we certainly want to get the attention of young people, but we also need the moms listening to make sure that they reach out and get the have a kitchen table conversation with your young adults, because this is an opportunity they don't want to miss.
So mama and grandma, just like the president said, mom needs to get the kids to sign up, and kids need to call mama and grandma and walk her through the application. One thing I got to ask you, my governor was on our program a few weeks ago. He said nice things about you, said he's optimistic on reaching agreement with you guys on our Healthy Indiana plan. You know, you're going to be meeting him soon?
Absolutely. He's coming to town along with all the governors at the end of this month, and I have a meeting with Governor Pence and look forward to talking to him. What we're finding is that Republican and Democratic governors around the country are figuring out ways to take advantage of what is really an unprecedented offer for assistance to make sure that eligible residents get coverage, and we want to make it work in Indiana. We want to make sure people know to visit the website at healthcare.gov. It's working very smoothly. Thousands of people are signing up every day, healthcare.gov. Or they can call a toll-free hotline at 1-800-318-2596. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and people can ask questions and get information, or they can find some local help with a trained volunteer in the area. Every community health center has people trained and ready to help enroll. So there are lots of ways, and we also have a forum, an enrollment activity going on at Ivy Tech that happens on the 13th of February. And from 11 to 3 o'clock, they can go to the downtown campus and actually find help and support.
So most importantly, go to healthcare.gov. It's working. It's wonderful.
It is smoothly working.
Or I tell people, call at 2 o'clock in the morning and make those operators that are up in the middle of the night do some work at 1-800.
Give them something to do.
1-800-318-2596. 1-800-318-2596. She is the Secretary of Health and Human Services of this great country, trying to get everybody signed up for the Affordable Care Act. Madam Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Great to talk to you again, Amos. Look forward to doing it again.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.